We're live.
Live!
From the Twin Cities with the Bob Sansevier Show. Great guests, interviews, and over 30 years of sports insight.
I'm pretty good at my job.
Here's the host of the show, Bob Sansevier.
Well, Tom Brady has until 5 Eastern on Thursday to file that appeal. And once he files that appeal, which he's expected to do, then the NFL will have a week to designate an appellate officer to hear the case. And at that point in time, they'll also have to set a date for that hearing, which is not expected to occur until much later this month or maybe next month. But at some point, they'll want to get that resolved. And again, the big question will be, who is going to be hearing the case? And I think a lot of people believe that a likely choice is Harold Henderson, a former NFL employee who's heard these types of cases before and has helped try to resolve the discipline in these situations.
Isn't he the guy that wasn't he involved in the AP case?
Yep.
Harold Henderson, and wasn't that overruled right here in Minnesota?
Yep, and he did the Josh Gordon case as well.
That's interesting to go back to that. Well, but you know, this whole thing, $1 million fine for the Patriots, loss of a first-round draft pick in 2016, fourth-round pick in 2017, and a four-game suspension to Tom Brady. Here's the interesting part. Oddly enough, the coach and owner were said to not have had involvement. That was the indication or the inference from the Wells report, and Brady was legalese or legal speak, but it basically said, yeah, he knew what was going on. I thought he got off easy with a 4-game suspension. The brunt of it should have been on him, and not even on the team. I know the team has misstepped before and done stupid things, but I don't know that they. The team took a much bigger hit with the draft picks. $1 million is nothing to craft into the Patriots, but the draft picks are a big hit. And Brady missing 4 games, still got 12 games to come back and play. I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo is, I liked him coming out, you know, out of college. I don't think they're going to lose 4 games with him. Brady has a chance to come back and be a hero for his Patriot fans and wind up winning, you know, he can get him back to the Super Bowl over the course of 12 games, even if they start 0-4.
I mean, they only have one relative gimme game in those first four. That's Jacksonville.
With or without him, you mean? Or yeah. Without him.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they're going to be in any peril or trouble. I think they're going to wind up being fine in this. And I thought that it could be anywhere from 4 to 8 games. I guess 6 was sort of the number I was thinking they'd settle on. He goes to arbitration, which he will do if he appeals it. Maybe he's better off just taking it and doing what he did during most of the investigation and shutting up. He didn't want to turn over his phone to these investigators, which, again, it's his right. He may have had some personal stuff on there. He didn't want to get out. What if every conversation that he had with women was not Giselle? We don't know. Something kept him from doing it. Maybe it was because he was talking about it to these other guys. Clearly, when you look at the text from the two employees, both of them who's been suspended indefinitely and will never be heard from again, being related to the Patriots, it was clear, the inference was clear in their text that they had been corresponding, or at least one of them had been, with Brady. They're just not going to take it upon themselves to deflate these footballs.
No.
Just for the heck of it. I mean, even the guy that said he was going to blow one up to look like a watermelon because he was pissy at Brady, that guy's not going to get hired by anybody.
Not likely.
No, that was not a good thing. And then, where's our Patriots fan, by the way? 651-989-9105. I'd like to hear from him if he's listening at this moment. How about these Patriot fans? They've started a GoFundMe site to raise money to pay for the $1 million that the team will have to come up with, which is, you know, in the words of Ralph Cramden, a mere bag of shells. That's not very much money for them. It's already happened at $5,366. They've raised of the $1 million. They're not going to get to $1 million, but 360 people over the last 20 hours have donated to this. Why would you ever consider donating to an NFL team or an owner? It makes no sense to me.
The rich get richer?
Well, I also think I'd like to know. I mean, Brady will lose about $2 million from the 4-game suspension. I'd like to know if he's one of the 360 who donated. That could be our guy there now. Let's. Mm-hmm. Is it?
It's Greg.
Greg, how are you?
Hello, Bob. How you doing?
Good. Now, where do you fall on this one? Do you think it was too severe for all of them? I actually think the team got hit harder than Brady did, and I don't think, if anything, Brady should have been hit harder than the team.
Yeah, I think it was kind of odd because during the Wells report, in the first paragraph, I mean, they pretty much exonerated Belichick, exonerated Kraft, and exonerated anyone else in the organization and just highlighted on Brady and those two
employees.
And so it kind of made it seem like they were going to go after Brady, which I had mentioned before that it just kind of seemed like the NFL was trying to protect the shield, and where I had mentioned to you that they would throw a team under the bus. Well, I was wrong that they weren't going to throw a team under the bus. They were going to throw a player under the bus.
I don't think he's that far under the bus with a 4-game suspension. I thought it would be worse, Greg.
Well, you have to look at comparable suspensions. So the 4-game generally falls on PED use, and so then you have to weigh, like, is an equipment, I don't know if you want to call it malfunction or just tampering with the equipment, is that worse than a performance enhancer? Where if you look across other sports, the answer would be no. Like if you look back at, you know, for instance, Sammy Sosa corking his bat, he got 8 games for that.
Comparatively, it's nothing.
So you know, comparatively, that's what, like 1 game in the NFL? Whereas you look at guys now, like guys that get popped with, you know, performance enhancer steroids, it's a 50 game. So that's, you know, 1/3 of the year. So they definitely view that as a bigger deal. And, so it just doesn't kind of add up. And then, yeah, if you look back at past transgressions, like I mentioned to you before about the Viking Carolina game where they were heating the balls in the heater.
Yep.
And the NFL essentially wagged a finger at them and just kind of said, hey, guys, knock it off.
Well, let me stop you there for a second, though. And I know about that, and I looked at that and considered it. That, I would say, was not looking to cheat or get a it was looking to keep the balls, yes, to keep them from being hard as a rock, but and they did it out in the open. It was not something where it was deliberately taking air out of a football. It was to soften a football up to make it more pliable the way it could be or should be if it's not freezing out. I guess I have less of an issue with that than this wouldn't attempt to cheat by letting the – and I know, you know, the problem with it is everyone looks at it, and perhaps you do too. That's just letting some air out of the football. But there is a rule about it, whether it's right or wrong. Maybe it should be taken out, but the rule exists, and it's cheating.
Well, that's what I mean. There's a rule that says you cannot put the ball in front of heaters, that you can use your hand warmers, and that is it. So if you're going to go by letter of the law of it just being a rule, then, yeah, they broke a rule. And do I think it was a big deal? Absolutely not. Did anybody else? Absolutely not. It never got mentioned. You can go back and look at in 2013 with the Chargers, where they had a sticky, tacky substance on a towel to
help make it a little stickier for the quarterback.
Yep. Yeah, they launched an investigation on that where they pretty much just grabbed all the towels and kept them, and they gave the Chargers a $20,000 fine. So it's just, you have to stay consistent, and that's kind of the whole thing, and I guess it might be the little kid in me where you kind of want fairness and equality for all, where if you're going to punish one team one way, punish the next team the same way. And, like, I wanted to pose this question to you.
Good.
Where with the Falcons and they're pumping the noise in the stadium, I firmly believe that if it was on the other way around, that if it wasn't about the flaming footballs, that if it was about the Patriots pumping noise in the stadium, like, let's say, the Ravens game, if the Ravens came out and said, hey, they were pumping noise in the stadium and, you know, that's why they won the game, I think it'd be the same hoopla that's going on right now about this, about how the Patriots pumping noise and they've been doing it for years and that's the only reason they win. People have to justify a reason for the last 14 years why the Patriots are the only team that has won 10 games, 13 in the last 14 years.
Well, first of all, it's undeniable that the Patriots, they are a good team, and it's not because they cheat all the time. I mean, there's talent there, and they do have a hell of a coach. For whatever people think about him and the things that he, you know, he's done, this, you know, the Spygate thing, and this one, I don't think he was involved at all, because I do believe that he didn't know anything about it. This is something we've heard from other quarterbacks that said that they, you know.
I do have to call you out on that one.
You think he did know about this?
No, I'm saying you thought he knew about it, because I remember you saying not only is Belichick a cheat, but he's a liar. He said he had nothing to do, and he's a liar. So until that report came out that said that he didn't have anything to do with it, you thought that there's no way possible that he didn't know about it.
I was going on past performance. But I say now that I'm now being defensive of the team and him. I think they got hit much too harshly with the loss of those draft picks. The $1 million, not, you know, it sounds like a lot. It's nothing. Not to a team.
Yeah, because the NFL makes billions upon billions each year, so that's nothing.
Greg, let me ask you, you're not one of the 360, are you? Who gave money to the GoFundMe? It's up to 300. What is it? 365 people in the last 20 hours have donated for the million. I'm actually surprised. This will be the next one. Somebody will start a GoFundMe to replace the $2 million that Brady will lose because he'll never make. He won't be able to feed his family if he loses $2 million.
He's going to appeal, and what it was looking like was going to happen was. Goodell wanted to appease the general public. Someone kind of stated that he put out a test balloon because they had 110 days on this report. So after they found their conclusions, to not have a punishment set up is kind of weird. So they waited they waited a week to gauge the general public's perception on how egregious they thought it was. And then Goodell came down with his punishment. Well, then what's going to happen is it's going to get appealed. It will get knocked back to probably what many feel is, the proper amount. And then that way.
What is that? Do you think it's too? See, I think they put it at a number that they thought they could do well in an appeal because the league knew there was going to be an appeal. Had they put it at 6 or 8, they might have had less, they may have been on a stronger ground. But I do think the 4, I think it could be upheld. And also, we can't keep looking. And what you mentioned makes, I understand what you said about the PEDs and the 4-game suspension. But the league is revising everything. They may look at this 4 games as not being enough. Although I believe that was collectively bargained. That would be what the number would be for, depending on what the offense is and when the offense is. So well, I do think all this is going to be under review and changing.
They did have a rule set in place for an offense that if any team tampered with the footballs. They already did have that in place, and the penalty was a $25,000 fine.
So the commissioner, though, has the right, if he feels his conduct detrimental to the league, that they could make it more severe. And I think that's what he did because they're presumably, and they're falling back on the thing about Brady that he did not, he wasn't cooperative, they said. I understand his point of not wanting to turn over his phone.
Well, and that's another thing that I wanted to mention. You have mentioned that he didn't turn over his phone. The phones that those two employees turned over, they were Patriot work phones. They didn't turn over their personal phone. So Brady's never been issued a work phone from the Patriots. So just kind of what you're saying, maybe Brady has cheated on Giselle. Maybe he's got something that, people don't really need to know about. But the phones that those two guys turned over were phones given to them by the Patriots. They didn't turn over their own personal phones either.
Well, they won't be seeing those phones no more, nor anything Patriot related. Hey, Greg, we got to run and take a break here. I love when you call in because you give thoughtful opinions on the Patriots. You're not put it this way, you're not a rabid fan with a screw loose. You actually think things out.
Better look at it objectively, and if they are in the wrong, then they're in the wrong. But there's just too much doubt over it, where if this was in the court of law, nothing would stick.
Well, so that one I would. That one I might actually, when we have Marsh Hallberg on in a little bit, we're going to talk about this and the legal speak. The preponderance of evidence, more than likely, or more than probably, however it was worded, is a legal term, and so is the use of the terms that was used by Wells are terms used in, well, that because I'm sure you've done your background checking.
That's fine.
Go ahead.
But I don't think that a penalty can then be issued based off of that. Where I would like to know Marsh Hallberg's take on that, where if you are saying, hey, Brady now doesn't get paid this amount, does that hold legally in court where if you're just kind of saying, hey, like maybe this happened, so because maybe I think it happened, here's a penalty. That's where the part where
well,
I don't think. it would hold up in court.
Well, he'll be on right around 3, so if you want to call back and ask him then. Thank you so much, Greg. We'll, we're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we got 3 questions. Might even be a Brady question in there. I don't know the question, so we'll find out and find out with me. We'll be right back.
Now back to the Bob Sansevier Show, Sports Radio 105, The Ticket.
3, oh, it's the magic number. Yeah, yeah, it's the magic number.
Go, 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 go.
Somewhere in that ancient mystic trinity, you'll get 3.
No way!
It's the magic number.
All right, let's go to question number 1. What's that? What is that magic number 1?
Yeah, hi, Bob.
Hey.
I have a few questions for you.
Yeah, right.
I want you to answer them immediately.
Immediately.
Number 1, Aaron Hicks is back on the Twins roster. Will he finally get things figured out now?
Here's what I... Excuse me. Here's what I say to that. Well, I just said it. I don't... Until Aaron Hicks actually does show that he's ready to play in the major leagues and he's not... Well, I don't want to switch hit. You know, what he did pulled last year, or was it 2 years ago? I don't remember. It all blends in.
It was last season.
All lousy seasons blend together.
But have you seen his numbers in AAA?
I don't care what they are.
Much better than they normally were.
I don't really
when
care.
When we call him up.
You know what? Because when it's a whole other world coming from AAA and then coming to the majors. And I think these guys find that out. And some of it's mental form, and some of it just is the pitching is so much better.
Well, it was Gene Larkin that said, I think the Twins want to see some sort of consistency from him, even down in AAA before he is called up. And he was finally proving that over the course of 20-plus games, it was 106 at-bats or something, that he was consistently the best hitter on that team. So the Twins finally felt comfortable in giving him another shot.
Well, but again, now until he proves it when he's up here, and you know that's the question, I'm not convinced until I actually see it. Because he's had a number of opportunities, and it hasn't exactly. Here's what he had. 336 with 10 doubles, 4 triples, 2 home runs, 15 walks in 27 games. Yes, those are great numbers for, mm-hmm. you know, in AAA. But now translate it up here. Let's see what it is up here. And then if he has really good numbers, we'll probably won't hear from Shane Robinson again.
How long do you think his leash is now?
Well, I don't know if it's very long at all. Robinson's on a family emergency list, so obviously something happened that's family related, or he wouldn't be on that. I think he has to make an impact right away to stick around. And who do you think would be the likely one to go? Would they do something with Robinson, or would it be with Schaefer if he starts hitting?
It would most likely be Robinson that has to go somewhere else.
That's what I think, because he's not as much of a regular player as Schaefer's been.
Yeah.
But if you do happen to see Hicks performing, well, then Schaefer probably becomes a part-time player.
Yeah.
Or he would.
He becomes your sub in left and center field and maybe gets Torrey
probably
Hunter
what he
a day
should
off
be.
Every now and then.
And the other thing about, Aaron Hicks is not exactly getting any younger either.
He's up to
25.
Yep.
Which is still okay, but, you know, things looked a lot better a few years ago, put it that way, when there was still hope and promise that he would turn into something. So maybe he's figured it out and maybe things will work out better. It remains to be seen, and I've seen enough bad Aaron Hicks not to get too whipped up about it over his minor league numbers.
So now expectations are low.
They're very low.
So if he hits 250, we'll be like, man, it's an all-star.
My God,
right
he's
there.
Unbelievable. Let's keep him here. Well, again, we'll see how it works out. I'm sure we'll see immediately too, because they didn't bring him up to sit him.
Mm-hmm.
So that one we'll obviously keep an eye on. And now number 2.
Number 2. Should the NFL have given a larger punishment to Tom Brady, knowing that an appeal process might cut down his suspension?
Actually, and we just touched upon this in the last segment, I think the NFL gave him a penalty that they felt they can argue was just. I don't think they wanted to go high with it, because if it went to 6-8, maybe it would get knocked down. I think there's a chance that the 4 games can actually be held. The problem is, okay, it goes to arbitration.
Mm-hmm.
He upholds it. This Harold Henderson, who had Adrian Peterson, and he's done the last few.
He has
several.
A way of upholding the NFL's rules.
So then it could wind up going to court right here, as a matter of fact. Could come to the court case here in Minnesota, like the Adrian Peterson case did. And it would depend on who the judge is. And also, I don't think 4 is excessive. That's where I think that's where I don't think he has a great leg to stand on. I really think that 4, I actually thought it was a little light, because I would have gone higher and then you have it knocked down a little bit. But I think 4 is where it would settle in. I don't think they're going to knock it back down to 2.
Do you think it's possibly one of those situations where either they really just firmly believe four is the number, so why mess around and go for six when an appeal process might bring
it to
four?
Yeah, no, that's what
or
I'm saying.
Do you think they're okay with two, and they just figure put it at four? They're okay with two or three.
I think they should feel, I don't think they want to go through the embarrassment of losing like they did with AP again. I think they put it at a number that they feel they can justify and that could be upheld on an appeals process and if it winds up going into a courtroom. I don't think it's that, I mean, they still got 12 games that he could play.
Yeah.
This is not a major slap. I mean, he should be happy it's only four because of the preponderance of evidence.
Just everything else that they ended up doing, taking away a first rounder and a fourth rounder the following season and the $1 million fine, says to me the NFL didn't exactly know what to do because there's no real precedent for this.
No, and that's
so
why
they just decided, like, okay, four games there, but maybe that's not enough. Let's just throw in some more stuff.
But the stuff that they threw in potentially greatly hurts the team. Losing a first round pick that's still a big deal.
Yeah, that does hurt.
The fourth, not as much certainly, but the $1 million, they got it. Despite these idiots who are trying to raise money to help pay or defray the cost. When Marsh Hallberg comes in from Hallberg Criminal Defense, I want to ask him about some of these things, about the penalty that they gave to Brady and what he thinks if he feels that could be upheld in a courtroom. I don't know that I'm assuming they can certainly get it to a courtroom if they wanted to. If you did it with AP, you can certainly do it with any other player. But if you're Brady, though, if he gets in the court, can the NFL force him into releasing his text messages? Now, it's not like he could delete them. They're there.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever phone come to your service he has, unless somebody, and I wouldn't put it past someone if it's, a New England company going in there and absolutely wiping them clean, they exist. Whether he deleted them or not, they're there.
Yeah,
does he want that to be out there? Because if it goes in the court, I can't imagine it won't be subpoenaed. It will go to that level.
A federal court,
yes.
They will get it.
Then he has to decide, does he want that to go there? Because maybe there is personal stuff that he does not want. Maybe he's just cooing at his wife. That would be embarrassing. Maybe it's some photos to and from his wife he doesn't want to get out.
Huh.
We don't know, because he's not sharing. But it's what?
Where did he go to grade school? They didn't teach him how to share?
Apparently not. I mean, boy, the guy certainly, his life is going to be ruined by this. Okay, he's one of the richest players, athletes in the world. Many athletes would be jealous of the fact he's married to a woman richer than him, considered probably the most famous fashion model ever, because not only was she famous before, but she's married to him, which only heightens her notoriety.
Mm-hmm.
The guy said, I mean, for his entire life, he's had it made. In college, okay, he wasn't the starting quarterback. He wasn't the big shot on campus, but he certainly became a big shot in the NFL.
Yeah.
And he's not exactly, I mean, if you're 651-989-9105, I would like to hear from the woman who doesn't think he's easy on the eyes. How many women don't think he's a fucking fella? Have you ever met any?
I don't know, but I also don't talk to a lot of women about Tom Brady.
Ask 651-989-9105. If you're a woman, tell us what you think of Tom Brady. Bridget Moynihan certainly thought he was a good-looking guy until he dumped her for Giselle.
Yeah, that'll happen.
He's been with some attractive women over the years. There's some others, too, that I don't remember all the women he's been with. I'm sure it's a who's who of actresses and models.
Yeah.
I don't think he was dating just anybody. Molly from down the block. I don't think there was a case of that at all. All right, what else you got?
And finally, Jason Zucker admitted that he played 8 games in the playoffs with a broken thumb. Did he hurt the team by playing injured?
No, he's a tough guy. That's what you want to see. You don't want a guy to leave. I mean, he felt he can play, he played. And put it this way, there were guys that were completely healthy who didn't play as well as he did. So I don't think
But he started off looking really great, and his production pretty much tailed off. He ended up with 2 goals and 1 assist, and he had the first goal of the series, where he just made St. Louis look silly with that rebound wraparound that he had. But his production went down. He said he couldn't really feel a stick, and stick handling was an issue. So did he hurt the team?
Well, who would have gone in ahead of him? I mean, if he told him that, who would you be playing?
Well, you could have bumped Niederreiter or Coyle up to that second line with Koivu and Stewart, and then just given a fourth line shot to Bergenheim or whoever else would be available. Jordan Schrader didn't play a few games.
But he would have, even if he told the team, look, I have the thumb is, it turns out that it's broken. They would still watch him. They still had the benefit of watching him. Now, he didn't tell the team, right? Apparently not. The fact is, the team played him. They saw him practice. They saw him play. They could have put him down saying something's wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he looked good enough to them that they didn't say something's wrong or ask him, are you hurt? So I don't have a problem with it. I mean, I think he's a guy who wants to win, and he felt he could help his team win. He didn't.
But not quite.
No, but I don't think he, you know, I don't have a problem with that. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, I think that this Deflategate, the chances of this being turned into a movie are higher than ever now that this punishment has been set down. We're going to talk to Tim Lammer, syndicated movie journalist, about, we did this once before, but I think there's even more, now that we have more information and more people involved. We'll talk to Tim, and we would like to hear from you, 651-989-9105. Cast the movie Deflategate. I told you who I want for Belichick. That hasn't changed. Emperor, was it Palpatine?
Palpatine,
the guy with the hoodie. So that one we've got. That's an easy one. Some of the other ones I think have changed for me, but we'll talk about that when we return. We gotta start the Eye of the Tiger singing here. Where's the words?
They're coming.
When? Getting a little tired of waiting.
Now you know it's getting close.
My God. That's enough. We are joined by Tim Lammers, syndicated movie journalist, reviews on Care 11, news at 11 on Fridays, Mondays on the Tom Bernard Show, also appears on KQ, and he has the website directconversations.com. Tim, I'm still sticking with Emperor Palpatine, whatever the heck it is, for Bill Belichick in the movie Deflategate. Ian McDiarmid, I think that's how you say it, is the guy who played the Emperor. Also, now you're a big Star Wars guy, right?
Yes.
You are in Hellboy. Do you know what the Emperor's first name was?
Chancellor.
No, that was one of his titles. It was Sheev. Sheev Palpatine. Supreme Chancellor Palpatine and Emperor Palpatine, however you want to look at it.
Does this mean that the New England Patriots are the evil empire then? Would that be fair to say?
Well, I think in a lot of people's minds, except Patriot fans, that would be the case. You know,
the thing is, they have a Super Bowl trophy, so there are several of them, so who cares, I guess, right?
Well, it's now up, by the way, as of this instant, $5,838 have been sent in by Patriot fans on GoFundMe to pay the $1 million fine. 403 people have given money. These 403 dopes out there have given money to a billion-dollar company.
Now, would you have ever seen the drama play out this way? I mean, honestly, were you shocked when you heard he got four games? I mean, Brady?
I thought that they went light on him. But in retrospect, it probably was a number they felt they could have upheld an appeal, and not just by an arbitrator, but in a court. Because I think if they went higher, they might it might be tougher for them to make that stick. He has to be penalized.
Yeah, sure. Well, so now we're looking at, now that our Deflategate movie is starting to pan out a little bit, is it going to become a courtroom drama? That's the question we need to ask here.
Well, who would play Judge Doty? You would need somebody who's in their 80s and elderly.
Okay. Robert Duvall played the judge in The Judge, so how about that? I don't think they look alike at all, but what the heck?
It doesn't matter. Most of the time, they don't look alike. Duvall would be great, because then you're bringing in an Academy Award winner. That'll help draw people. You know who I was thinking? I don't remember who I had for Brady, but the guy that... Do you remember Hellboy, who we had for Brady last time?
Well, you know what? It was Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill would not be bad, but I was thinking maybe Chris Evans, Captain America. Because he's kind of like that. That's how people view him. As a Captain America type guy for Tom Brady, I'm stumped on. We may have to get Giselle to play herself.
Yeah, I think so. Now that she's retired from modeling, she's going
to
need.
Well, she wants to act, but the problem is, what if Giselle falls for Chris Evans, and that's the end of the marriage to Brady?
Ooh. Well, you know these Hollywood marriages—they never last.
Well,
that would make perfect sense.
Well, you know what? And it would be—it probably would be karmic, because didn't Tom Brady leave Bridget Moynihan for Giselle?
Yes, he did.
Well, then it would only be justice.
Yeah, I think that would work. I think that'd be fine.
There would be, and Bob Kraft, I guess you could pretty much find any doughy actor to play him. A younger Ned Beatty wouldn't be bad.
Right.
Even Ned Beatty now wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, and again, you know, it's sad. I mean, obviously, you know, you and I know who he is, Bob, but George Kennedy is, I think, the quintessential Robert Kraft right now. But apart from that, yeah.
Well, actually, Ned Beatty, I just pulled up a photo of him. He looks a lot like Kraft.
You know, he does, you know, now that I think of it. And you know what's interesting is that dude's got a place up in, like, northwestern Minnesota.
Does he?
Yes.
Is it a farm, or what does he have?
His wife is from here, and I talked with him. You know, he was the Lots of Huggin' Bear in the Toy Story movie.
Yeah.
And when I talked with him for the video release, and he was calling me from his place in Minnesota. And I can't recall exactly what the place was, but it's up in the northwestern corner.
He's married to, I guess it must be a woman named Sandra Johnson.
Could be, yeah. So I don't know how often he, I think he lives there more than he does in California. It all depends on where the work is.
Well, this was, I wonder if it's the same one. Hold on, I just called up a Sandra Johnson. I wonder if it's the same woman who, and it could be, who was the Playboy magazine's Playmate of the Month for June 1974.
Ooh, so Ned Beatty's a stud, is he?
Well, it could be. I'm just seeing that. I don't know if that's the same one, but that's the one that came up when I put it in. You also would have, now I'm going to shoot for, because you want to have some star power in this movie. Have you noticed, I mean, Bob Kraft's wife is, you know, his longtime wife sadly passed away several years ago.
Uh-huh.
But now I think he's squiring around a much younger woman. Scarlett Johansson could play.
Ooh.
Or the gal with, what's her name? Well, she's on everybody's A-list. The one from that shot the arrows in the movie. You know who I'm talking about. Hellboy, help me here. What the heck's her name?
You're talking about Jennifer Lawrence?
Jennifer Lawrence.
You're talking about Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence, yeah.
Yeah.
She's another
one. Any starlet like that would do. I mean, obviously, though, you could probably get a package deal if it's Scarlett Johansson, because if you got Chris Evans, and they were both in the Avengers movie, so maybe you can get a package deal.
It's a good point that they work together.
Yes, exactly. They have the chemistry.
And then, you know, this Don Yee, who's the agent for Tom Brady.
Uh-huh.
He just seems like, I mean, everything, the NFL is wrong, blah, blah, blah. He's going after everybody. I saw the other night on The Good Wife, Wallace Shawn playing an attorney. He'd be terrific. I love Wallace Shawn.
He is a terrific actor, isn't he?
Yes, I'm so disappointed in the producers and the writers of The Good Wife for not having him say,
Inconceivable.
Thank you.
Inconceivable. What the word is?
Yep, inconceivable from The Princess Bride.
Yeah, yes, yes. One of the greatest, that's a great movie all around.
Yes. Now, the other, I'm trying to think who the other, well, you'd have to have Roger Goodell.
I'm still sticking with the Better Call Saul, Bob Odenkirk. I just think that those two look a lot alike.
Well, I thought of some, because we've had some time to reflect on this from the last time we talked about it. The other guy, and, you know, it'd be giving him some work after a long, I don't think the guy's done too much at all. Donnie Most.
Oh, yeah, that's a great choice.
From Happy Days, or Little Red, you know, he's the redhead.
Right,
That going, like the commissioner's got that. I mean, he looks a little bit like him.
Yeah, he'd have to straighten out his curls, though. Didn't he have curls in his hair?
I think he did. But you know what? Today, it's not such a big deal. It's easy to do. And then that would mean maybe you wind up bringing in Ron Howard to direct. Has he done anything lately, Howard? Has he done much lately?
He actually has a movie coming out in December. I'm trying to recall what it was, but it's basically another Moby Dick tale. And Chris Hemsworth is in it. So you can Google that and find that out. But that's coming out next for him.
Oh, yeah.
He probably hasn't done anything since Rush, which was a terrific racing movie, by the way.
I'm just taking a quick look at the last thing he did. No, there really wasn't. He hasn't done much. Really, hasn't done that much at all as a director lately. Wait a minute. Inferno. Let's see that thing. That's coming out. Yeah, there's not that much that he's done recently. Rush was the last movie I think that he actually was involved in.
With Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
And the next one, Something by the Sea. It's basically
In the Heart of the Sea.
In the Heart of the Sea. There you go.
Yeah, that's been completed. It's supposed to come out sometime this year. And then, you know,
they're looking at an Oscar bid for that one.
Oh, wow. So it is pretty well known.
Pretty hoity-toity stuff, yeah.
Now, I'm thinking that there's going to be a lot of attorneys, so you can just grab the... There's always character actors who play attorneys. That's not too hard to do, right? Are we missing any other principals? Well, actually, we got to have these two guys. Yastrzemski and the other guy who were the ones who were doing the deflating the footballs. So those two guys probably, you know, I'll tell you what would be a great casting if we can get our current Minnesota senator to team up with his old pal from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, you're talking about Al Franken, and unfortunately, Tom Davis passed away, though.
Oh, that wouldn't work then, would it?
No.
Well, you know what? Maybe Franken, and we could turn one into. They're always changing sexes. Maybe Amy Klobuchar could play the other one.
Well, there you go. Now we gotta, of course, address the football because last time the deflated football was Mickey Rourke because of all the plastic surgeries he had.
Yes. I think he still holds up fine in that one. I don't think there's any trouble. There's not going to be too much trouble with that, I don't think at all. Well, and you know what, Tim, if other people have ideas, you can tweet them to us at 105theticket.com or me at Bob Sansevier or at Tim Lammers.
At Tim Lammers Films on Twitter.
Yep. And Tim, a syndicated movie journalist, I love doing stuff like this, just having fun with it. Tim's reviews on Care 11, News at 11 on Fridays, Mondays on the Tom Bernard Show, also appears on KQ, and he has his website, directconversations.com. Tim, I think we're on to something with this casting.
Yeah, I think so, too, and like I say, the drama is unfolding, so we might have to revisit it soon.
I think it's going to be a major motion picture within the year. Probably around, it'll release it around the time of the Super Bowl.
Movie.
Yep. Well, I was hoping big screen, not Lifetime. We can go far with this. All right, Tim, thanks so much.
All right, have a good week.
All right, you too.
Talk to you next week.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we return, we got a little D-bag of the day, and guess what? There will be some people involved with this Deflategate, but you know, I'm not even putting Tom Brady on it. That's a given. We have some other people related to it. We'll be right back.
The Bob Sansevier Show, only on Sports Radio 105 The Ticket.
We've got some for you. About Marsh Hallberg, who will actually, his segment doesn't start for a little bit, but he came in to join us for D-Bag of the Day.
The early bird catches the worm, Bob.
I've heard something along those lines.
I made
lines.
That up. That was my
pretty
own
good.
Saying.
I'll tell you what, you legal beagles have the good stuff.
Sue anybody that uses that line without my permission.
Now, actually, I just came across this one. It's not a D-Bag thing, but Charles Barkley, Tom Brady's fantasy value will take a hit by this. So, you know, maybe you want to lay off him a little bit a few picks later if you're like Brady or you've had Brady in the past. I think Garoppolo is going to be fine, quite frankly. I like the kid. I liked him coming out of college, and I still like him.
Yeah.
So I don't really – I don't think it's going to be that bad. This one is actually – he's our D-bag of the day for the police blotter division.
Okay.
Braylon Edwards, ex-receiver in the NFL, and his brother plays at the U, right? Does he have the kid that's his brother's a wide receiver over there or a running back over there? I believe it's Braylon's brother.
Maybe.
It is.
Nice answer, Hilda.
Just find his name. I mean, it's his brother there.
Maybe.
He was arrested for DUI in Scottsdale, Arizona last week, and cops say he was extremely wasted. The 32-year-old who played for the Browns, Jets, and Niners during his career pulled over the early hours of May 4th. Police say, oh, my God. Blood alcohol level was more than 0.20, That's more than twice the legal limit, and considered an extreme DUI in Scottsdale. Second time he's been arrested for driving under the influence in the past 5 years. Now, Marsh, I know that you have had clients who have had DUIs. What is the, I mean, if you could put a rough number on it of second-time offenders, isn't it much lower? Because after the first time, many people realize, my God, I'm not going to let this happen again.
Yeah, I've been told, and it sounds consistent, 90% of everybody that gets a DWI never gets a second one because it's so traumatic, it's so embarrassing, it's so expensive, it's so stressful. They go, I will never, ever do this again, and that holds true. For that 10% that comes back, again, that number is very high. I don't think it's up to 90, but it's very, very high. So you're really, most DWI offenders is a fork in the road that these people have. You get a DWI, and either you're done for life or you're under a life of DWIs.
That's although that 10%, I bet the percentage is very small of those who just get a second one.
Yeah, because they're going to a third, and that's why your insurance are so high when you get a DWI, because statistically, okay, you say it's only 1 out of 10, so we take 10 people. We know 1 out of those 10 is going to have a second one. Well, we don't know which one statistically, so we're going to take all of you 10 DWI offenders, put you in a risk pool together, and you're all going to pay for that one guy that's going to cause the second accident and the fatality or whatever else. And then, you know, the magical time is 3, maybe 5 years. Your insurance rates are going to drop back pretty close to normal because if you're going to get a second one, it's usually within that time. You know, you can't wait to get the next one.
So. And honestly, I don't have a problem with that because, I mean, I do understand there's a lot of people who feel they are perfectly fine and don't realize they're over above the legal limit. But you can't take that chance.
No, it's 08. It used to be 1-0. It's 08 now. And like in Scottsdale with this Edwards guy, you know, 0.20 is a magical number in Minnesota as well. 0.08 is the legal limit. And then at another level, 0.16, which is double, penalties become worse in that you have a one-year license revocation and some other problems that happen. And then 0.20 is another magical number. When you get to that level, which is more than double the legal limit, you then have some very serious consequences that can flow from that. It's a more serious offense. It's a gross misdemeanor, more potential for problems. So well, just don't get that. Just don't. I know this is what I do for a living and part of it, but we really, I'd love to go out of business in that sense. That people would just hand the keys to somebody else, take the taxi, just have that discussion with yourself before you start the night. Go, look, I'm drinking. What's my backup plan to get home?
Well, what is the number? Because when we start your segment, your segment sponsored by Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock Systems. Right. What is the threshold for them to become involved?
That's what's so great about Smart Start is you can get that any DWI you get. So you just, I call it a baby DWI. You just get like your 0.08. You're barely, like I said, a little bit pregnant, right? You just get a DWI. You can choose even at that point if you wanted to. The revocation time is just 90 days, but if you wanted to be able to drive 24 hours a day, you can do that through Ignition Interlock and hook that on your car for a couple bucks a day or whatever it is and drive 24/7. Most people don't. They tough it out, but you certainly can. I have had clients that do choose to do that.
I don't think it's a bad way to go.
No, not. And you're going to see more and more expansion of that, because one thing we're all on, I think both defense attorneys and prosecutors on board on, we want to give people the ability to still drive to work, still keep their jobs. And here's a way you can do it. It's also a way to, people say, I don't have a problem with alcohol. I can stop anytime. Well, you know, if you're on Smart Start, you're, it's a good cross-check to show you're not drinking, because it shows every day you're blowing clear.
Now, the this is the non-police blotter. This is Don Yee, who's the agent for Tom Brady. He somehow is trying to put this and turn his guy, obviously wants his guy to look like he's just, you know, smelling like a rose, but he's turning it into that the NFL and the Colts were perpetrating a sting operation. He said, what does it say about the league office's protocols and ethics when it allows one team to tip it off to an issue prior to a championship game and no league officials or game officials notified the Patriots of the same issues prior to the game? That suggests it may be more probable than not that the league cooperated with the Colts in perpetrating a sting operation.
What a bonehead.
Well, he's just trying to make it look
divert
like...
it over, yeah.
Exactly.
Let's not talk about the real topic here, is what my client actually did or not.
No, he doesn't want to talk about that.
You know, let's throw some mud over on somebody else and talk about that instead.
Yeah, this he said it may raise serious questions about the integrity of the games we view on Sundays. You know what? Shut up.
Yeah, you're an idiot. So.
And he, you know what? And I would say this. He's joined by the, it was about 10 minutes ago, it was 403 idiots. The number keeps going up.
You have the running total there?
The people, that's what I'm getting to. This is the people who have gone to GoFundMe because somebody set up a site to help defray the $1 million fine. Now 430 people have chipped in for $6,252. This will be over 10,000, maybe even before we're done on the air at 4 o'clock here.
Yeah, Robert Kraft is only valued at $4.3 billion for his own personal wealth.
And that was gonna come
the team
up
has
that.
Analyzed at valued at $2.6 billion. So that's only, what, roughly $7 billion. I think they could they need that money, Bob. Send in some money. Hellboy, you too, damn it. Come on.
We'll do what we can. But the 430 people are D-bags of the day, along with Don Yee, who's the leader of the D-bag pack. And it doesn't even, there's no reason to even bring in Tom Brady. That's sort of a given, and we're on that page. But I'm going with Yee and these 430 fans. I'll call it a tie between that. How could you even reach into your pocket and try to you know, it's a symbolic thing, except you're coming up with money.
Yeah, come on. And at least what I really thought was really classy about Minnesota fans with, AP was, okay, he's the core of the team. He's a superstar, all that stuff. But people said, no, this is wrong. And what our guy did, he's our guy. We love him in the sense that he's on our team. But what he did was wrong, and there should be consequences for this. And that everybody had a different level what that penalty should be. But nobody, you know, was stepping up to pay his legal fund, that kind of stuff.
No. So. And here, you know what? We're going to take a break. When we get back, we'll certainly talk about this. The thing that a lot of people, they think it's no big deal. It's a little hair out of a football. It's cheating because it's addressed it is cheating, and there's no getting around that. And we'll talk about that when we return. Marsh Hallberg, his sports law segment coming up. I got a lot of questions for Marsh, and I'll throw this one out so you ready to answer it. If this goes beyond the arbitration and goes into a court of law like AP did, can they subpoena Tom Brady's phone? And if they do, I don't know if it's going to court. We'll ask you that when we return.